Hi, friend, and welcome to the Fruitful Podcast, where we share stories of faith, family, and fruitfulness. I'm Sherilyn Roodman, or in English, Sherilyn Roodman, and this podcast is something really special to me. Every episode features my mom, Lynette Steyn-Lorenz, and these are her original radio interviews, especially for Just Gospel Radio. And these are heartfelt conversations filled with wisdom, hope, and reminders that faith is found in the everyday. I wanted to share them here so they could keep encouraging hearts in new seasons and new spaces. Let's listen together to one of my mom's original conversations that still speaks so deeply today.
I really pray that you feel close to God today and that you're speaking to Him and that you're just having a wonderful day. Well, my turn to speak to you again, and the topic that I feel that I want to talk about today is the saying or the expression that says God entrusted us with His children. This comes from Psalm 139, verse 13 and 16, which says, "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." So what is the most important truth that parents need to know about their children? And this is what I believe. I believe that all children belong to God. God is their creator, as it is said in Psalm 139. So God has entrusted our children into our care for a certain season of their lives. That season may be 60 years, or in some cases 60 days, or in some cases only 60 hours. But God still stays in charge of their lives. And that is exactly the notion of Scott McChrystal as well. He says, "In having children, parents have great privilege and great responsibility. Whether your children are natural or adopted, it doesn't matter. Two parents or one, these truths still apply. Children belong to God first." Sounds simple so far? We agree, but it's not easy. Perhaps it begins with the confession that as parents, we tend to think we always know what is best for our children. We forget that God is creator of every child and that He has a unique plan for every son and every daughter. We should turn to the Lord for guidance in rearing our kids. His word contains much that can help us. This is a concept I was struggling with for the past few years. I still found it an easier thought to make my own while my children were younger and stayed under my roof. I had a louder voice speaking into their lives, and I was able to play a bigger role in their everyday living. This I tried to do in partnership with God. Before correcting wrong behavior, I would pray about my action and discuss issues around my actions with God. When decisions had to be made that influenced their upbringing, my husband and I prayed for guidance. When they were in relationships that I felt didn't display godly values, I prayed that God would protect them and open their eyes and give me the wisdom to guide them. When they went out to play sports, gone horse riding, cycling, or running, I would ask God to protect them, always reminding God that He loves them more than I do and that they belong to Him. So God, please don't let them get hurt. After the five brothers and two sisters that I call my own children left our home as young adults, this was not so easy anymore. In fact, it became a challenge. A platform where the enemy would attack my peace frequently. I would lie awake at night waiting for confirmation that they are home safe, wondering how they were doing. Were they living a life that glorified God? Were they being cautious when going out in society? Were they sticking to the godly values we as parents try to teach them? What was their emotional state like when I cannot see them and evaluate them with my own eyes? I developed a kind of obsession about their safety when they were out driving on the road. A very hard challenge came when my one son decided to buy a motorbike as transport to work and back to save transport costs. He didn't tell me about his decision, as he knew I would not approve. Only a week after already driving the motorbike did he tell me. And my response, I am ashamed to say, was exactly what he expected. I was very angry with him, and I felt that he has bought himself a ticket to death, to an accident. And I was really overreacting. And I realized that I had a problem. It was my problem. It was not his problem. And it was me that gave the enemy a foothold to steal my peace. But God is gracious. He allows me to experience things in steps that I can handle. I must admit, I will not be able to handle any of this without God. First small steps were when the children were leaving home. Then choosing life partners and getting married. Then the motorbike and the other decisions that they made, I had to give to the Lord. Then our youngest daughter, her husband and little son decided to move to Canada. While she was 5 months pregnant with her second son. And just as I thought I could handle this, our youngest son, my baby, and his wife moved to Mauritius. I wanted to protest, wanted to use the argument that families should stay together, that they need me to be physically present in their lives. But God then spoke to me, and I had to listen. The children God blessed me with, biological children, stepchildren, or adopted children, didn't belong to me. In Psalm 127 verse 3, it says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. They are a heritage from the Lord." This means that children are a precious gift, an inheritance, and a blessing from God. The term heritage signifies something valuable and lasting, highlighting that children are not merely a biological outcome, but a purposeful gift from God entrusted to us, the parents. It also emphasizes the responsibility parents have to nurture, guide, and raise their children according to God's design. When my first husband passed away, I realized I have to bring up children into young adults that can stand independently on their own feet. I have to install life skills and values into them that will be part of their life forever. These they will have to carry with them to live stable, respected, and godly lives, even if I may fall away and not be by their side anymore. The hard reality is that I will not be by their side forever, just like their dad are not with them anymore. Ephesians 5 verse 1 to 2 says, "Follow God's example. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. God loves my children, and I have to equip and train them to follow God's example. Walk in the way of love. God loves my children and myself so much that He gave His only beloved Son to be sacrificed and to overcome death. On the third day, He rose so that I and my beloved children can inherit eternal life. I cannot hold my children back. I am doing it with selfish needs as arguments if I want to. I need to be unselfish and allow them to live their own lives. The same scriptures that I hold dear and that are true to my life is also true to the lives of my children. The Lord promised in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. He has a plan for each one of my children, and His plan are for welfare and for future of hope." Vody Buckham from Family Driven Faith said it beautifully. He said, "The key is to understand that our children don't belong to us. They belong to God. Our goal as parents must not be limited by our own vision." He said, "I am an infinite, sinful, selfish man. Why would I want to plan out my children's future when I can entrust them to the infinite, omnipotent, unchanging, sovereign Lord of the universe? I don't want to tell God what to do with my children. I want Him to tell me what to do with His children. If it is God's plan and will to send the children that I had the honor in raising over the oceans to other continents, I should feel blessed and go on my knees and carry them in prayer. That is what I realized. I should not selfishly lie a guilt trip on them to try and let them listen to my voice and not God's voice. I should pray that they will hear from God and that they would bring their moving overseas to God and not decide by themselves. Apparently, I am not alone in my letting go struggles as a parent. There is much written about the topic. The concept that children are a gift from God, entrusted to parents for upbringing rather than being their property, is a common belief in many religious traditions, particularly in Christianity. This view emphasizes that parents are stewards of their children, responsible for raising them according to God's teachings and guidance. This puts a responsibility of accountability on parents. They, as parents, are accountable to God for the way they bring up His children. So, children as a divine trust. Many religious texts, like the Bible, depict children as a blessing and a heritage from God, like I've already said. Parents are seen as caretakers or stewards, entrusted with the responsibility of nurturing and guiding their children and in their development. Ephesians 4 verse 6 says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord." This perspective shifts the focus from ownership to stewardship, highlighting the temporary nature of the parent-child relationship in the context of eternity. The child is only a child to the parent in a very, very short period of time if we look at eternity. Then parental responsibility. If we look at that, we will see this view emphasizes that parents are responsible for raising their children in accordance with God's will. T. teaching them about faith and helping them develop into responsible and moral individuals. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 to 7, it says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." So parents are responsible for raising their children and placing it in their hearts, the commandments of the Lord, teaching them to walk with the Lord. Parents are encouraged to model God's love, grace, and justice in their interactions with their children. Psalm 103, verse 13. "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." Then disciplining children in love is also seen as part of this responsibility of parents, reflecting God's own discipline in the way that they discipline their children. Proverbs 13 verse 24 says, "Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them." And then also Proverbs 23 verse 13 to 14, "Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish them with the rod, they will not die. Punish them with the rod and save them from death." So it is necessary for parents to be stewards of children and raise them with fearing God, and this means also disciplining them. So what is the implications for parenting if we think that children do not belong to us but belong to God? Children copy and paste. This we have said so many times. Children look at you and they do as you do. You can talk to them 110 times, but they still follow the way that you do. So they look at you and then they do. They imitate what they see. And the way the parent treats them as a child will most probably be the way that they will act as an adult. In Ephesians 5, verse 25 to 33, it says, Focuses on the love and respect that should exist between husbands and wives, which sets a positive example for children. So they will see the way how daddy and mommy love each other and how they respect each other. And that is the way that they will also love and respect their spouse and the people around them. So parents also need to remember that the perspective of them being stewards of their children can influence how they approach discipline, education, and overall family dynamics. If you are taking care of somebody else's belonging, you will treat it different than you take care of your own belonging. And we also need to remember that we are accountable to God for how we treat our children. And it can encourage parents to seek guidance from religious teachings and to rely on God's wisdom in raising their children. They can't do it out of their own wisdom if they are raising God's children. Proverbs 22 verse 6 states, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Ultimately, the goal is to raise children who are not only well adjusted in this world, but also prepared for the afterlife, after this worldly life. John 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Who would not want his child to have eternal life? And that is why we need to raise our children for God. So it's going beyond ownership of the children. The idea challenges the notion that children are possessions, or extensions of their parents' desires. That is not true. While the Bible doesn't explicitly state that children are not possessions, it emphasizes that children are a gift from God and a heritage, not mere property to be owned. You can read Psalm 127 verse 3 again. That's a very good example. It encourages parents to respect their children's individuality. Matthew 18 verse 10. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that the angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. So you need to allow each child to develop their own unique relationship with God. James 4 verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. John 15 verse 4, abide in me and I in you. So I pray that all of my children will have a close and intimate relationship with God, that they will, each one of them, pursue this relationship by themselves, grow their relationship with God at their own tempo, and really have an intimate relationship with God, and not just copy and paste what they see from me, their father, their stepfather, or maybe one of the siblings. But each of them have their own relationship. So the idea that parents are stewards and not owners of their children encourages parents to release their children to pursue their own paths in life, trusting that God has a plan for each of their children. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, is a prominent example for this, because it states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future," as we've said before. And then, one of my favorite verses is Romans 8 verse 28. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. He also calls our children." And if we keep our children back and want them to stay with us forever, we are actually holding them back from their purpose that God called them for. And if we hold them back from the purpose that God called them for, then they will also not receive the blessing that God intended for them. Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, "In their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." So we need to give them over to the Lord, and we need to allow them to hear from the Lord where their lives should be going to. I know the primary responsibility of each human being is to be fishers of men, win souls for the kingdom of God. That's why God created us. Matthew 4 verse 19, Jesus said, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." I pray that my mission field started with my children, and that I prepared them enough to be sent out into the world, into their own mission fields. I really pray that they will find their own path, the path that God planned for them when he made them, when he formed them in my womb or in their biological mother's womb. I will not be a good parent or a good disciple of God if I want to keep them close to me, just under my roof. Just like, let's look at the Bible again. Just like Samuel was given to the Lord by his mother Hannah as a fulfillment of a vow she made to God, I need to give my children back to the Creator to fulfill their destiny in this earthly life. So you can read about this in 1 Samuel 1. Just like Hannah had to dedicate Samuel to God to fulfill destiny that led to the birth and later sacrifice of Jesus Christ, I do not know what plans God holds for my children and how I will hinder these plans if I do not obey and let them go. I know it will not be good if I hinder them. For God created my children for a purpose. He loves them. They belong to Him. I was only fortunate enough to be a steward to bring them up. So listeners, the same holds true for all of your children as well. You love them, but your love is no match for the Lord's love for them. And knowing this truth will be crucial when your children experience tough times. It's not a matter of if they experience tough times. It is a matter of when they experience tough times. They will come across tough times in their lives, in this worldly life. At these times, remember that your children are on loan to you, but they belong to God. So then you go on your knees and you pray for them. You lay their lives at the feet of Jesus. Remember, God loves them more than you can ever, ever love them. I hope this encourages you today. I hope somebody out there will hear this message and that it will mean something to somebody that had to let their children go. I'm still struggling with this. This is a journey, but I am so thankful that it's a journey that I'm not doing by myself. I am doing this hand in hand with God, who loves me and loves my children more than I love them. Until next week, have a lovely, lovely week. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Fruitful Podcast, originally produced for Just Gospel Radio, used with permission. You can find more at fruitfulfig.ca/links or support the work at buymeacoffee.com/fruitfulfig. And remember, every fig has a season.